This is Dawn Ray, and I'm your host for The Jump. This podcast is all about inspiring change, courage, and confidence, building grit. I'm an executive coach and speaker. I've worked for 20 years as a finance executive in New York City and London. I've also attended Georgetown Law and Boston College, and I'm a New York qualified lawyer. I've studied personal development, performance, including sports psychology, and resilience for 15 years. I'll be giving you the techniques, mindset frameworks, and high performance strategies to finally do the thing that you're scared to do, that jump, because that, my friends, is where the level up is. This is The Jump, parachute required. Welcome back to The Jump. This is your host, Dawn Marie, and thank you so much for joining me today. I thought I would do this episode. This is episode 6, God willing, if it actually records correctly. I am not a tech wizard. I just set this whole place up in 15 minutes. So anyone who knows anything about podcast recording and setting up the whole thing in 15 minutes when you're a newbie is a big deal. Okay, I'm going to talk today about courage. And I'm going to read you this quote. So you ready? Take a deep breath. Be present with me. Exhale. Again, take a deep breath. Hold at the top for 4 seconds. And exhale. And now that I have your attention, or you've gone and jumped to another podcast, ironically, courage. Courage is the commitment to begin without any guarantee of success. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. I'm sure I pronounced the Goethe wrong, but it's spelled G-O-E-T-H-E. Let me just read that definition to you again. Courage is the commitment to begin without any guarantee of success. And so part of the purpose of The Jump is to inspire courage, to inspire bold action, to inspire you to do the thing that you fear. Because 9 times out of 10, that's what you were kind of put on this earth to do. And yet your brain fights you on it, and society says you're going to fail. And you've been conditioned to believe that you'll be laughed at. And me shooting this podcast, I mean, I'm 45 going after a dream, right? And I'm very aware there are a lot of people looking at me to fail because, for a lot of reasons, if I make it, I would have broke the herd, right? I would have broken away from the herd. A lot of people are looking, well, not as many people, they're looking to see if I succeed at this. This notebook, which if you're just listening on this, you can't really see it, but there's this massive notebook that I have in front of me. And this notebook, which I don't know, I'll count the pages for you after this episode. It was something that I put together to start this podcast in February 2021. February and March 2021. And here we are in April 2024. And this is when I decided to finally do the podcast because I let fear paralyze me. Now, if you're listening, you can't really see it, but if you're on YouTube, you can. Like this notebook is huge. Think about the hours that I was putting into preparing for this because I wanted it so much. I wanted to share my story and share my thoughts and do this thing. And if you remember, 2021 was still around the time of COVID, and I was watching people blow up on TikTok by just being vulnerable and being authentic. And I knew the type of podcast that I wanted to put together. And I put all of this effort into it, but then I just didn't do the thing. I didn't take that final jump of courage, that final leap. And why I call this the podcast why I call the podcast The Jump is because it is a jump. It is not a leap. When I think of a leap, I think of a ballet dancer. When I was growing up, I would go to a lot of ballet, and I would always see the Nutcracker, and I would go to Martha Graham as well. But a leap by that's usually what someone graceful would do, someone with a lot of training, someone who knows how to leap through the air. And that's not what this is. This is the fucking jump. And it's messy. It requires so much strength. It requires courage. It is not fucking graceful. Nothing about a jump of courage is graceful. And candidly, you won't have the necessary skill set when you do it, but that's when you have to do it. You have to do it trusting in yourself, trusting that you will land. Will it hurt when you land? Yeah, probably the first couple of times, and maybe even 5 or 6 years later. Like, it's still going to hurt when you jump, when you make a real jump, because you're covering a massive distance. It's a jump. And the whole point of courage and this podcast and today's episode is just to tell you, and I don't know what it is because I don't have you in front of me. We're not there yet. eventually with the podcast, I will be taking on questions that you can send in anonymously. I'm going to read them here and I'm going to coach people through those questions. So many of us, we stop right before the thing that is the big transformative event. Whether you're, you know, I don't know, I was talking about this yesterday with someone. I said, you know, we stop when it gets too hard. We stop when, you know, whether it's a diet and you're about to lose the last 5 pounds or you're learning a new skill like flipping fucking AI and ChatGPT, and I hate ChatGPT, but I fucking love it. Whatever it is, we get tired and eventually we just quit right before we reach the finish line, but because we can't see the finish line. We can't see it. And so we don't know where it is. And so the whole point of that action, right? That consistent action, because consistently showing up when you don't know if it's working, when you don't know what the results will be, but you consistently show up because it is the thing that you want in your heart and your soul more than anything. You consistently show up. And maybe people are laughing. Maybe no one gives a shit. No one's even watching. And you want them to watch. Maybe the needle isn't moving. Maybe the scale isn't moving. Maybe you're not seeing the income that you want. Whatever it is, and you're going at it, and you're going at it, and you're going at it. And then it gets so hard that you just stop and you quit. Right before the last 5 pounds come off. The 50 or 100,000 comes through. Right before you figure out the freaking holy grail of ChatGPT that opens up all these new opportunities or workflows for you, we quit too soon because we let the fear paralyze us. And I did with this podcast. And maybe this podcast sucks, and maybe it'll be amazing, and maybe it'll just be meh. Although I tend to either do things that suck incredibly are amazing in my life. It's just polar. And I don't know. But the thing is, way back in 2021, I put in all of this effort, because I wanted this so much. I wanted this platform. I wanted to share my story. I wanted to help people with my story. I wanted to help people with 15 years. Well, at that time, it was 13 or 12 years of me studying freaking neuroscience, mindfulness, meditation, personal development, performance. God, I've studied the performance coaches for the NBA and the NFA. And I had all of this material in this massive book in front of me, and I never shared it because I was scared. And I hate the word regret. I think the Buddhist in me, more than the badass, the Buddhist believes that that these things that happen in our life, these events, even the failures, they all happen for a reason. There is something to divine timing. And so my point to you today is, I'm going to read this definition again. Courage is the commitment to begin without any guarantee of success. What are you not starting? What are you scared of? And I'm with you. I'm with you on the fear. I didn't even want to record this today. I don't have any kind of system. I just have a huge book of ideas, and I have no idea if it will resonate. I have no idea if it will land. What are you afraid of committing to because you don't know the end results? Because therein lies the action that you must take. You have to develop faith in yourself. You have to develop the discipline to show up every day for what it is that you want. And I know you're not doing it because none of us really do. Very, very few people do. We weren't conditioned for it. School said, grow up, go to school, get a hot partner, hot husband, hot wife, pop out a few kids, get a really nice car, get a really nice house, and live in this particular way. And so many people do that. And then there's this emptiness that starts to set in around 36, 37. Someone said yesterday, it's you deal with midlife crises. And I swear to God, it triggered me so much. It triggered me so much. I almost, I was going to reach through the Zoom and slap this person. I love him though. But we do all the things that society tells us to do. Go to a good school, get a good job, make lots of money. Fine. Okay. Stick it in the bank. Don't spend the money. Stick it in the bank for retirement. Dude, let's just break it down to where we are. In America, at least, we've got two men almost in their diapers fighting it out for the presidency of one of the strongest countries in the world. Some might argue the strongest countries. We've got some serious issues if that is the best that we can do. Big. And what are you saving your money for? I mean, this world is so fucked up that the aliens came down over the summer. Remember when this was all over the news and even the government was like, yeah, those were the aliens. The aliens came down, took a look around and was like, this place is fucked. Turned around and left. It wasn't like, you know, that big movie with Will Smith, Independence Day. It wasn't like Invasion of the Aliens. We have fucked our environment and each other. Probably mentally, energetically, whatever, that the aliens came down, were like, no, you know what? Not interested. Off we go. The world is so messed up that like the billionaires are taking, you know, Sunday drives to, I don't know, outer space to look for real estate. And you're going to continue doing the shit that is miserable, that is making you miserable, that is hurting your soul, that you're not excited about. You're going to allow yourself to stop laughing. I have a whole separate episode on laughter. Part of courage is just doing the thing, and you don't know the results, but you do the thing and you learn so much about yourself in the process. You learn what you are really made of when you don't know where that next step is, when you don't know the end result, when you have no idea whether the fucking thing is going to work out or whether it's going to fail and you show up anyway. That is courage. It's not a skill they teach you at university or any of the fancy public schools or private schools for the matter. It is courage. That is grit. Angela Duckworth wrote one of the most seminal books on grit, and I would strongly recommend you read that book. I love that woman. She also has a TEDx talk. I'm going to leave you with one more quote. This one is, I do study quite a lot about sports athletes, like very famous sports athletes. And This quote is from Wayne Gretzky, who, for those of you who follow hockey, very famous hockey player. And he said, Wayne Gretzky said, you miss 100% of the shots that you do not take. So my message to you today is take the fucking shot. Take the shot. I love you. Have a good day. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please forward it to friends, and I would be so grateful for a review on Spotify and Apple. Also, make sure you follow me on LinkedIn under Dawn Marie and my website, www.dawnmarie.co. Please note, there is no E in Marie. No excuses. Check out the freebies tab on my website for guides on negotiating income and gaining clarity in your role. You can also follow me on YouTube at I Am Dawn Marie. For the ladies, if you're a female executive in finance or law, you can subscribe to my newsletter Prime, which is all about taking bold action as a woman. I'll put links for these in my show notes. Until next time, I love you. Get your nose down, take a deep breath, and jump. Keep doing the things that you fear.